Time to head up north to Sydney now and have a chat to Rachel King, who would be very excited and maybe a touch nervous because she has a genuine winning chance in the TAB Everest on Eduardo on Saturday. And she had a bit of a nervous moment last week with a tumble in the Spring Champions Stakes. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Did you see Eduardo and the Everest flash before your eyes when Quire went through the running rail in the Spring Champion?
Yeah, it was definitely one of the first sort of thoughts that came to my mind, but I was very happy to sort of realise quite quickly that, you know, nothing hurt, so it was a big relief.
Gee, it looked nasty. What actually happened?
It did. Yeah, look, it was just a case of sort of on that corner there after the 2,000 metre start, it's always notorious for being a little bit sort of tight and get a bit tight for room. And basically, yeah, just got tightened up, sort of had three horses outside me, and obviously as they're turning, just ended up running out of room. And sort of the horse directly outside me ended up kind of in my spot. So luckily, we've nowhere to go, and my horse is only, you know, fairly sort of inexperienced and lightly raced, and had blinkers on as well. And I think when the other horse made contact with me, you know, he got quite a fright. And ended up going through the running rail.
So how quick does that happen in race, or is it a slow motion type feeling when it's occurring?
No, it was pretty quick. Yeah, it all happened quite quickly, and luckily, like I said, I was able to sort of realise quite quickly afterwards as well that, you know, it's that initial thought of you think, okay, what hurts, and nothing did, so it was a big relief.
How have you gone in the past with falls and major injuries? Have you had a few?
I've had a couple. I just haven't been too bad, touch wood. Had a couple of broken collarbones and things like that, but nothing sort of really major, nothing that's kept me out for any longer than sort of 5 weeks. So I've been fairly lucky, I guess, in that respect.
Well, you're pretty tough and resilient because you bounced back and continued to ride for the rest of the meeting, which was great to see because this is the biggest ride of your career coming up on Saturday in Eduardo. What's the build-up been like for you?
Yeah, it's been great. There's plenty of media and things and lots of sort of attention for the race, and it's really good fun. You know, I've enjoyed it. It's obviously still pretty busy with lots of racing and trials on as well, so it's kind of trying to fit everything around that. But, no, it's been great. I've really enjoyed it, you know. I've sort of been able to sit back and watch the build-up the last couple of years, the last 3 years it's been run, but now to actually be involved in it is really exciting.
We know Eduardo very well in Victoria. We've seen the horse, but he's gone to another level since joining Joe Pryde's stable. And where did the ride for you come from? Was it a shot out of the blue? Were you expecting it?
Well, I ride quite a bit for Joe. You know, he actually put me on this time last year in the Golden Eagle, the first running of that. You know, I was the only girl to ride in that, so he's shown a lot of confidence in me. We've had quite a lot of success together in the past. And then, yeah, he sort of, there was obviously talk about the horse getting a slot, and he did mention a few days before it happened, look, if he could get a slot, you know, he'd love me to ride him, and obviously jumped at the chance. And then it was sort of a sit and wait, and, you know, I was trying not to get my hopes up too much in case, you know, suddenly the horse didn't get a slot or something didn't work out, but it was a great, yeah, phone call, and Joe actually phoned me himself and said, you know, the deal was sort of done. He had a slot secured and he'd like me to ride him. So, it was really exciting. And I think Joe sort of felt like my kind of riding style would suit the horse. Like I said, I've had quite a bit of success from him before and things like that. So he knows, you know, how I ride and things. And he was pretty confident, you know, that myself and the horse would team up well together.
Well, I know you rode him in a brilliant trial last week. You haven't actually ridden him in a race. Have you done much work with him?
No, I've literally just sat on him in that trial. Yeah, he's a really good track rider. He's very, very good at their job, and I kind of understand his thinking. He'd rather keep them on every day because they're going to notice, you know, any little difference, anything slightly wrong or an improvement or anything in that way. So I was quite happy after the trial. You know, if there was a problem of any sort, then I would have had another sit on him. But I was happy after that trial that I sort of got to know him quite well. And, yeah, I have a lot of trust in Joe's riders. You know, they're fantastic and they do a great job. So happy to leave it to them to put the finishing touches on him. And, you know, I know he'll be prepared to perfection for Saturday.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the race goes. Now that Farnham's out, there's a bit of speed out of the race. I know Dollar for Dollar can go forward, but he probably doesn't show the blistering speed that a Farnham would. How do you see the race panning out, especially when you've got Nature Strip and Eduardo's an on-speed horse?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Obviously, Nature Strip sort of gets out and does his own thing. But I think, you know, getting a feel for my horse, he obviously has got a heap of early speed and he can be right there, and I think he's matched it in the past with Nature Strip, but you know, he's quite a sensible sort of horse as well. He gives me that feeling, you know, he's not a runaway by any means. He's not doing it out of control or anything. He's just naturally a fast horse, so look, he'll be wanting to use that speed for sure. Definitely not gonna, you know, try and sort of change anything, but I think, you know, it's a case of sort of riding my own horse and you know, doing what's best for him and not trying to really worry about too much what everyone else is doing.
Well, of course, he's now being snapped up by My Runners in the Everest slot, so you've only got a few thousand owners to satisfy. So do you feel any pressure leading into the Everest, Rachel?
I think it's great. It's fantastic. I know so many people I know have suddenly said, oh, yeah, I've got a, you know, a slot and purchased a My Runners share and things like that, and it's a fantastic way for so many people to be able to get involved, and it'll be great. You know, I'll definitely have the biggest support crew out of any of the runners, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Realistically, looking at the race, do you think he can win?
Oh, I think he's a life chance. You know, I think it's obviously a very strong race, but it wouldn't surprise me to see any of the horses bob up and win. But my horse has done nothing wrong coming into it. His lead-up runs have been super. He's got form around a lot of the horses that are in the race. His trial was super, so I'm very confident.
Well, you're having an amazing season, currently sitting fourth on the Jockeys Premiership. You're ahead of Kieran McAvoy and just behind the likes of McDonald, Berry and Rewilla. You must be pinching yourself how well it's all gone so far.
Yeah, definitely. It's been great, you know, just getting support from trainers obviously is vital, and especially the likes of the Godolphin stable have been fantastic to me this season. I'm putting a lot of trust in me, the nice horses, you know, hopefully I keep, you know, repaying them and getting the result, but so many trainers in Sydney and owners have been so supportive and keep, you know, pushing the rides my way, so I couldn't do it without them, but I've started off the season well, so hopefully it can continue that way.
We just had a chat to Jamie Carr earlier this morning, and she's riding the Caulfield Cup on Saturday. You're riding in the Everest. Do you take inspiration from each other, or do you even have a chat to each other? Because you're two of the most in-demand jockeys in the country at the moment.
Yeah, Jamie's doing fantastic. I remember I was in Melbourne actually when she won her first Group 1, riding down there, and it wasn't long after I'd ridden my first Group 1 winner, and it was sort of nice, you know, we've probably worked our way up the ranks at a fairly similar kind of rate. And it's great to see, you know, any girl doing well, but I love the way Jamie rides, and I think, you know, she's doing a fantastic job down there. And again, you know, holding her own against the boys, and there's definitely not a lot of difference between, you know, her and the sort of top right down there. So she's doing a great job, and like I said, definitely, I think we, you know, both can probably bounce off each other a little bit, and each other's successes probably spur us along.
And what about your family back home over in the UK? How are they taking it all in when you tell them that I'm riding in a $15 million race on the weekend?
Yeah, it was a bit different from the sort of prize level of prize money over there, that's for sure. So they're really excited. It's great to, you know, they can they'll be getting up in the morning. It's gutting they can't be here, unfortunately, with a sort of COVID situation. But, yeah, I think Mum and Dad are especially proud.
Well, they've got every right to be, Rachel. You're doing an amazing job. And imagine becoming the first female to ride the winner of the Everest on Saturday. It would be a huge party in the My Runners group if Eduardo can salute on Saturday. Before we let you go, can you give the RSN listeners a winner today? You've got a few rides at Newcastle.
Probably one of my best chances would be An American, horse of Richard Michael Freeman. She's sort of come back in good form. Last couple of runs have been good, so looks ready to hopefully, you know, get ahead in front today.
Well, good luck today, Rach, and especially in the Everest on Saturday.
Thank you very much.